Crime and Punishment by Fyodor Dostoevsky. On an exceptionally hot evening in early July, a young man came out of the garret in which he lodged in Stolyarny Place and walked slowly, as though in hesitation, towards Kukushkin Bridge. He had successfully avoided meeting his landlady on the staircase. To be stopped on the stairs, to be forced to listen to her trivial, irrelevant gossip, to pestering demands for payment, threats and complaints, and to rack his brains for excuses, to prevaricate, to lie. No, rather than that, he would creep down the stairs like a cat and slip out unseen. The heat in the street was terrible, and the airlessness, the bustle and the plaster, scaffolding, bricks and dust all about him, and that special Petersburg stench, so familiar to all who are unable to get out of town in summer, all worked painfully upon the young man's already overwrought nerves. An expression of the profoundest disgust gleamed for a moment in his refined face. He was, by the way, exceptionally handsome, above the average in height, slim, and well-built, with beautiful dark eyes and dark brown hair. He had not far to go. He knew indeed how many steps it was from the gate of his lodging-house. Exactly 730, he had counted them once, lost in hideous but daring dreams. With a sinking heart, he went up to a huge house which on one side looked onto the canal and on the other into the street, and at once slipped unnoticed through the door on the right and up the staircase. As he reached the fourth story, his progress was barred by some porters who were engaged in moving furniture out of a flat. He knew that the flat had been occupied by a German clerk in the civil service and his family. This German was moving out then, and so the fourth floor on this staircase would be untenanted, except by the old woman. That's a good thing, anyway, he thought to himself as he rang the bell of the old woman's flat. In a little while the door was opened a tiny crack. The old woman eyed her visitor with evident distrust. She was a diminutive, withered-up old woman of 60, with sharp, malignant eyes and a sharp little nose. "Raskolnikov, a student. I came here a month ago," the young man made haste to mutter, with a half-bow.
"I remember, my good sir. I remember quite well your coming here."
The old woman paused, as though hesitating.
"Step in, my good sir."
The little room into which the young man walked, with yellow paper on the walls, geraniums and muslin curtains in the windows, was brightly lighted up at that moment by the setting sun.
"What do you want?"
the old woman said, standing in front of him so as to look him straight in the face.
I've brought something to pawn here."
And he drew out of his pocket an old-fashioned flat silver watch.
"But the time is up for your last pledge. The month was up the day before yesterday."
I will bring you the interest for another month.
Wait a little." "But that's for me to do as I please, my good sir, to wait or to sell your pledge at once."
How much will you give me for the watch, Alyona Ivanovna?"
"You come with such trifles, my good sir. It's scarcely worth anything. I gave you 2 rubles last time for your ring, and one could buy it quite new at a jeweller's for 1.5 rubles.
"Give me 4 rubles for it. I shall redeem it. It was my father's. I shall be getting some money soon."
"1.5 rubles, and interest in advance, if you like."
1.5 rubles, cried the young man.
"Please yourself."
"Hand it over," he said. The old woman fumbled in her pocket for her keys and disappeared behind the curtain into the other room. He could hear her unlocking the chest of drawers. It must be the top drawer, he reflected. So she carries the keys in a pocket on the right, all in one bunch on a steel ring. And there's one key there, 3 times as big as all the others. And that can't be the key of the chest of drawers. Then there must be some other chest or strong box. The old woman came back.
"Here, sir, as we say, 10 kopecks, 1 ruble a month. So I must take 15 kopecks from 1.5 rubles for the month in advance. But for the 2 rubles I lent you before, you owe me now 20 kopecks on the same reckoning in advance. That makes 35 kopecks altogether. So I must give you 1 ruble and 15 kopecks for the watch. Here it is."
"What? Only 1 ruble and 15 kopecks now?"
"Just so."
The young man did not dispute it and took the money. I may be bringing you something else in a day or two, Alyona Ivanovna. A valuable thing.